Great is your faithfulness, O God. You wrestle with the sinner's heart. You lead us by still waters into mercy. And nothing can keep us apart. So remember your people. Remember your children. Remember your promise, oh God. Your grace is enough. Your grace is enough. Your grace.
Today. And let's just open with prayer this morning and continue this bringing God into focus in our own lives and in the church, and let Jesus be Lord. Let's open with prayer this morning. Father, your grace truly is enough in everything that we face in life, every circumstance, everything that happens. Lord, your grace is enough. And Lord, just like the poem of the footprints in the sand, how even you carry us when we become overwhelmed by circumstances that we face. Your grace is enough. And Lord, we honor you today and we say thank you for coming into this place with us and worshiping and being a part of this service this morning. Holy Spirit, breathe afresh upon us. We welcome you, Lord. We welcome you, Jesus. Walk the aisles and minister to each and every one of us. Touch our hearts and change our lives. Change our minds, even our way of thinking, oh God. Lord, your word stands preeminent in everything. Teach us your ways, oh Lord, and we'll walk in your truth. Give us understanding hearts and ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church today. Your grace is enough.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Let's worship the Lord this morning. Welcome to Harrisburg Community Church.
God be the glory, great things He hath done. So loved He the world that He gave us His Son, who yielded His life in atonement for sin, and opened the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, let the earth hear His. God has great things He hath done, and great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son. But purer and higher and greater will be our wonder, our transport when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory, great things He hath done.
You know, He's done many good things for us, and in that verse we were singing, praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice, let the people rejoice. Man, some of you guys look like you sucked a lemon before you come in the door. We're talking about our Savior, Jesus, and we've come together to lay all that stuff, all that baggage outside when we came in the door and lift up our voices in one accord to praise His name. How can you keep from singing?
There is an endless song that goes in.
I can sing when I lose my step and I fall down again. I can sing 'cause you hit me up. Sing 'cause you're there. I can sing 'cause you hear me, Lord, when I call to you in prayer. I can sing.
Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience.
thank you for the power in the Lord Jesus Christ and his shed blood. Lord, we know your promises are written to the overcomer in the book of Revelation. And Satan wants to overcome us and overcome our faith. But greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Father, thank you that you overcame sin and Satan and self and left an example for us to follow. And our hearts cry out to be more like you, Lord, to lay down those areas that keep us apart, that don't let us experience your fullness and your riches and your presence to the degree you wish us to. Help us as a body to grow in this together, to encourage one another in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated.
Amen. What a wonderful, wonderful Father we have. God is so good to us. Glory to God. I didn't want to stop. How about you? Let's keep going. I felt like I was headed toward the throne room. What about you? God is good. All the time. And all the time.
God is good.
God is good. This morning I'll be sharing a message with you from the book of Acts. Believe in God to just bring it all together. You know how that goes? Sometimes you just got to lean back and trust God. And that's kind of where I'm at this morning. I know what I want to say. I know what I want to. I feel what I want to say. I've walked out what I want to say this morning. I've lived what I want to say this morning. So I'm more or less going to be sharing from my heart. And God has given me a few scriptures to share with you all of what some of the things that he's implemented in my life and that have helped me become victorious, to live the Christian walk, to walk the life that I know I'm supposed to be living. It's tough sometimes out there, isn't it? Christianity is not easy. If it was easy, everybody would be doing it. It's tough. It's tough to live a Christian life. But we can do it. I like the Nike thing. Just do it. Live it. Eat it. Drink it. Sleep it. Whatever it takes. Dream about it. Talk about it. Let it become a part of your vocabulary every day. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. I'm going to preach before I get started. Great things in our church. Pastor Terry's on vacation, needed vacation with his lovely wife down in Gatlinburg. So y'all pray for him, pray for them, pray for all those that are down there enjoying those fall leaves. I got to see him a couple of weeks ago whenever I took five of us from the nursing home. I took elders down to Gatlinburg on vacation. What about that? We went down there and just... Some of them are in wheelchairs, but you know what? It doesn't matter. They see the leaves. I'm gonna blow your mind. I'm going to blow your mind. I took one of the elders that wanted to taste moonshine and let him taste moonshine for the first time in his life. Now, what's wrong with that? There ain't anything wrong with that. No, sir. There ain't anything wrong. He wanted to taste moonshine. I let him taste moonshine. He's old enough. Some of you say, oh my God, I can't believe a preacher would do something like that. I work at a nursing home. If they want to smoke a cigarette, they're 90 years old. If he could have gotten out of that wheelchair, I guarantee you would have. It's wonderful. God is awesome. He doesn't want us to be legalistic. He wants us to be free. He whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Don't do it in excess. Adult Bible study and potluck Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. Women's Bible study. Mona, you want to give a plug on that? 1 o'clock Wednesday. See Mona Moore if you have any questions. The Youth Bible Study. Anything you want to share? Got it covered. Youth Bible Study is going great. Mercer Transformation is sponsoring a Church Challenge Cornhole Tournament November the 12th at 2 p.m. There's a fundraiser, promises to be fun. The fundraiser promises to be fun. If you like cornhole, it's a good game. It's a lot of fun. I enjoy. I'm not very good at it, but they say practice makes perfect. So enjoy the tournament. If there's anybody in the church would like to be a part of that, and they need a partner, I'll be a part of it. But I'm not gonna take it up, and because I am not good at cornhole, but I'll help. Next Sunday evening, the deacons and elders meeting will be meeting here at the church in the multipurpose room. Looks like we're going to be meeting. It's at 6 o'clock, 6 p.m. Everyone needs to be there. We've got to make some financial decisions. So I encourage every one of you to begin looking at your calendar. If you're in leadership, look at your calendar. Make sure that you can be there next Sunday evening. Real important meeting. As you can see, the parking lot is started. Told the church that this was going to be the thing that we were going to get started and get graveled. There's a retaining wall that's got to go in. We've got to make some financial decisions on that and get the gravel in so that it can start being used to get packed down, so that whenever it comes springtime, we want to get the asphalt and put the extension on the front of the building. I don't know if everybody knows about it, but we are in a building program where we can put bathrooms upstairs. Did I hear an amen or amen? So you don't have to run down the stairs back to the back of the building. So it'll make a big difference. We're looking at probably adding 16 feet onto the front of the building to be able to accommodate everybody with a access on the side coming into that area up front. If you haven't seen the plans, Mike Piazza and Dave Hack have the plans, and if you're interested in looking at them, be glad to share those with you. Any other announcements that need to be made this morning? Anybody got anything from the body that they would like to share this morning? Praise reports. Yay, God is good.
My mother had her surgery yesterday. I'm sorry, Friday. My days are getting, and she did very, very well. She just had to have ice packs for swelling. Yeah. She didn't take anything. She won't take medicine, so.
No pain pills.
No pain pills.
Wow.
So thank you all for praying very much.
Continue to pray for Mona's mom, too.
Just want to pray for Bobby Gray again. We prayed for him once, but he's been in Central Baptist for almost 2 weeks now with liver cancer, and hoping to come home the first of this week.
Bobby Gray.
I don't know if those of you that are on Facebook, if you had seen the news, but our friend Ben Shannon in Texas that we've prayed for with melanoma that he has battled for the last, well, over 3 years, finally put on Facebook that his test results have come back. He is doing great. He's doing fantastic. All of his numbers are good. He is asking now for prayer to get off of the trial medicine that they put him on because of this fast active melanoma that he had. So that is his prayer right now, is to help him get off the medicine. It is causing major problems with his stomach issues, and he has lost a tremendous amount of weight, so he really needs to get off this trial medication. So that's his prayer now, and his praise is God is good and has totally healed him.
Cancer-free. Cancer-free. Clean bill of health. The doctors gave him a clean bill of health. To God be the glory. Centerville, Tennessee.
Her son is still singing. It's a wonderful gospel group. I don't know if you remember the Seagull Brothers.
No.
Back 1930s.
Wow. Praise the Lord. God is good.
We want to thank the church, because with the help of you all and Red Cross, that we was able to get another place to rent.
Praise the Lord.
So everything's working out.
Roof over the head, right?
Roof over the head.
Thank you all for assisting. That's what we're supposed to do, is help one another and love one another.
I want to keep my mom on the prayer list. She's been dealing with a lot of things, and the Lord's brought her through a lot, and then she breaks a hip, so now she needs healing.
Ooh.
So she's at Hagen and got a long road ahead.
Okay. She going into therapy?
Speaking of parents, Tim, my dad last week was taken to the hospital for dizziness, and thank the Lord that he spent day in the ER and they didn't find anything, so they sent him home. It could have been inner ear, who knows. But pray for my mom. Just got a text this morning. She's been taken to the hospital with chest pains, and apparently she's better now, and they don't see anything yet, but it's been one of those weeks for my mom and dad. But they're Mark and Virginia, they're in Northern California.
And God cares. Amen.
A very important Habitat person has passed away. They're a new family to Harrisburg, relatively new, but her name was Bonnie Rumble. But she was the one who helped gather all the donations and trained Aaron Weddington, and she was just very valuable. She died of an aneurysm, prematurely young, and so forth. And they have no family, no children. But her husband is left here, and he's a resident of College Street in Harrodsburg. I don't know how we'll ever be able to minister to him, but we can pray.
Amen. That's ministry, praying for someone.
Hi, I'm Jed. I'm Rod Buxton's son. We're in visiting Rod and Jill this week for a couple of days. I just wanted to encourage you. They are doing quite a bit better health-wise, but they still really need to get their strength back. So please pray for them. They're keeping a really good attitude, but you know, every day is incrementally better. But I'd really like to see them on their feet, and I know God can do that for us.
Amen. We've been praying for Rod and Jill, and we'll continue to pray for Rod and Jill. They're on our prayer chain as well.
Yes, I talked to Karen Baker this morning, and she asked that we keep her lifted up in prayer. She's having a laser surgery done on her eyes this week. So if we would, you know, just keep her lifted up.
Okay. Amen. Amen. A lot of prayer needs. Gives God opportunity, doesn't it?
This is a kind of an update and asking for continued prayer. I talked to both of my sisters this week that have been on the prayer chain for an extended period. Lenora, who had a disc deteriorate and crushed some nerves in her spine, basically bruised them very severely, is still having difficulty with one leg, and they have told her this week that they want her in a brace, and they are hopeful that it will give her the support that she needs and it will not be permanent. She has two very young children. She's my youngest sister. 10 and 6 year old. So she's got a very, and she's a school teacher, so she's got a very busy life and needs her mobility, but recognizes fully that God is in control.
Amen.
Dina, the other sister, has received a definitive diagnosis, finally, of pancreatic cancer. Very, very early. but is not a candidate for the surgery that they would like to do because of some other health issues that she's not managing well. So I would pray that the Holy Spirit would convict her of the necessity to control Amen. Several things within her life to get that under control.
Amen. Amen.
I want to, by way of announcement, let you know that Carrie Jobe will be at Quest Community Church in Lexington Saturday for a free concert. I think it's World Vision or something. Probably take a can of food, but it'd be a worship experience if you wanted to go. You could go on the internet, just Google Quest, and you could find more details Saturday night.
An awesome contemporary artist. Love her music.
Can you please tell Rod and Jill that we miss them? Terribly. And I don't know why. I just feel like I would be remiss if I just didn't say I'm really thankful. God's done wonderful things for all of us, and praise him.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
I just wanted to say that I am giving a praise report for both of my girls. Of course, Emily had the twins, and she had lingering problems. Loss of blood that continued until just a couple of weeks ago, so she had low level counts of everything, and they had mentioned that it might be some rare type of cancer that occurs after delivery sometimes, so they had to remove tissue and all. Praise the Lord, it's not.
Amen.
It was a retained placenta, which is also kind of rare, but I was thrilled. And additionally, her sister Beth had, I'm sure she wouldn't want me to say exactly everything, but she's had two procedures leading up to a biopsy. Praise the Lord, it's also benign. So praise he's God. Been really good to us, and I just wanted to thank him for that.
Amen. Amen. Well, this morning, I'd like for you as the body to pray for some of those needs that you've heard this morning. We'll go to the Lord in prayer, and then I will close at the given time. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. It's on your heart to pray. Your heart's racing. You know you're supposed to pray. Please do so.
Bring something to our meeting place that's not here when they're not. And we just ask that you restore their bodies to wholeness. You drive sickness and disease out of their body and just help them to regain their strength. Give them wisdom in the recovery and bring them back to us swiftly. In Jesus' name we ask.
Yes, Lord.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you today that we can walk into the throne room and bring our needs, even bring our wants to a Savior. Oh God, we know this whole world is teetering and tottering on the brink of destruction, but the foundation of your throne is sure. You shall always be God as you've always been God. Lord Jesus, Jesus, you deserve a kingdom. And we know all these things that are happening in the world are precedent to the day when you will be coronated earth's king as well as heaven's king.
Yes.
And, oh, Lord, we long for more of your glorious presence in our lives and in our homes. And, oh, God, in our churches, we seem to be like the walking dead or the sitting dead. Oh, God, cause your church to arise. Oh, Lord, fill us with your power.
Yes, Lord.
That we may boldly proclaim not politics, the opposite of faith and religion, true religion. But help us to proclaim your Lordship,
yes,
in our hearts and in our lives. Help us to cope with every situation that may come day or night. We pray for our children, those with us and those extended from us, for they all need you. We pray for all the Church of Jesus Christ, that we might share in our spirits a mutual love for thee and a mutual love for one another.
Yes.
God, help us to be what others think we are, what we profess to be, what you know we need to be. Forgive us of all of our many old sins. Thank you for the old blood-stained cross.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Father, you've heard every request, and you know the heart of every individual and what their heart's cry is today, right here, right now. I pray that you would be the God that meets the needs of every individual. Show yourself strong on the behalf of those who are believing you and are trusting in you. Faith of a mustard seed is all it takes. God, we believe that we have that kind of faith. We ask you to heal where healing is needed. We ask you to give strength where strength is needed. We ask you to pour out your spirit afresh and anew where revival is needed in the souls of individuals. Come, Spirit of God, and breathe afresh upon us this day. Let us experience the glory of your presence. In Jesus' name, and all the saints said, amen. Amen. Little ones are dismissed.
No.
You want to do those?
Sure. Bible study questions, Teresa, please.
Or birthdays, whatever you got first is fine. Got a special anniversary today, Aaron and Justin Weddington. It's their anniversary today, and they're really in the final stages of their place. There's really, you know, putting the finishing touches, and that's probably why you haven't seen Aaron here, because they're working sunlight to sundown on that. And birthday, I think we have one birthday this week that we know of. If you haven't filled out one of our forms with your address and birthdays and stuff, you don't have to tell the year, but we really like to recognize birthdays, and we might need to get hold of you sometime. Give us your cell, your address and stuff. David Ransell's having his birthday on Saturday, and if y'all would remember, if you see him, just to wish him happy birthday.
Amen.
Bible study questions. Okay, what two things did Peter ask to be multiplied to his readers?
Grace and peace.
Grace and peace. You want grace in your peace, grace and peace in your life? It comes through the knowledge of God and the Lord Jesus Christ, that scripture goes on to say. Oops. What two words describe the promises given to believers? Anybody? Great and precious. Whereby are given to us great and precious promises, and that precious. By these we might be partakers of the divine nature, having overcome the world, having overcome lust that's in the world. Got it wrong. Next one, please. What two virtues does Peter describe as brotherly? I think it's in King James. Not, I think the new King James changes a little bit. What was it? Brotherly love, brotherly kindness, and brotherly love. For some of you people wonder what's going on. We have questions in your bulletin you were given when you came in. And for those of you that aren't in a regular Bible study, so two ways to get you in the Word. One is go through this study in 2 Peter, even if you don't come to the Wednesday night, answer the questions. And also, you're emailed, if you're on the email prayer chain or you're given it in your bulletin, a daily scripture the pastor selects that you can meditate and memorize if you'd like. They're really good for memorizing. Number four, what optical term does Peter use to describe those who are unfruitful? Short-sighted and blind. Short-sighted. Did we not put the other one? Okay. Number five. What should believers be diligent to make sure? What do you need to make sure of and be sure of? Your calling and your election. Your calling and your election. Number six. What describes the kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ?
Everlasting.
Everlasting. You know, we've been working on a song y'all probably know and like that I haven't been able to get down. It's Everlasting God. You are the Everlasting God. It's been top on the charts for a long time, and it's not the team's fault. They've been getting it, but I just am having trouble with it. But Everlasting. Okay, I think that's it. Teresa, we got anything else on the software? So at this time, the children can be dismissed with their workers. And if I could have the worship team back to the front, for time's sake, we need to cut the, Teresa, we'll cut the second song in the set. And worship team, after the first song, we'll A chord and go into the third. We like to be flexible. It's real important to hear from the body. That's what it's about when the church comes together. I know y'all have been to churches where everything comes from the front and out of one mouth, you know. And to us, you know, when we come together as the body of Christ, we teach, we exhort, we encourage one another, and we got to hear from each other. We pray for one another. So that's why sometimes we'll drop songs. We want to always allow time for the preaching of the word. Looking for a pick.
When peace, my comforter, attend my way. When sorrows like sea billows roll,
Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, praise you.
Worthy is the Lamb.
for that name, Jesus.
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 Jesus. Jesus. We love you, Lord.
Jesus. We need you, Jesus.
You're welcome here, Jesus. Breathe on us.
What would we do without you, Jesus?
Breathe on us. You may be seated. You may be seated. I thank God for an awesome praise team, don't you? Let's give the Lord a big hand for our praise team. Amen. God is an awesome God. I'd like to start this morning.